The Old Man of the Mountain is dead. New Hampshire officials say the natural stone formation, which looked like an old man's profile, slid from its mountainside sometime last night. No injuries were reported. The Old Man was a landmark. Even if you've never been to New Hampshire, you can still see his craggy face on the state's quarter. Kathy Nelson is a volunteer at the Franconia Heritage Museum in Franconia, New Hampshire. She joins us now on the line from the museum. Kathy, you've been up there today. What does the mountain look like now?
Well, it's blank without the old man there. If you go around and look at it face on, not in the profile mode, you'll see that there's a big rock slide that came down from Cannon Mountain. And on the side view of the profile, it's gone. But you can see the cable's still up from where they used to try and hold the ledges, the granite ledges, together over the years.
Is it strange now to see it like that?
Very strange. It's kind of sad. There are people up there in the notch looking at it in tears. State police is up there trying to keep traffic moving and people from stopping on the highway and clogging everything up. And there are helicopters up there and TV.
Any idea why the face slid off the side of the mountain?
Well, they're big granite ledges. Snow and ice get in there in the winter, or the water freezes and pushes the rocks apart. And then it melted, and now there was a hole there, and it just fell down.
Now, I understand that people knew that they'd been kind of fighting against this for a while, hadn't they?
Yes, that's true. The Nielsen family, that's Niels and his son David and family, have been working for years attaching cables to the granite ledges to try to keep them from sliding off. They usually go up there once a year and rappel down the face, check everything out, and, you know, just tighten everything up.
What has this old man in the mountain, what has it meant to New Hampshire, to the people who live there and live near the mountain?
There's an old saying by Daniel Webster, posted up there in the notch, about a dentist hangs out a tooth to show his profession, and a cobbler would hang out a shoe and so forth. But up in the mountains of New Hampshire, God hung out a sign and said this is where he made men. The motto of the state is also live free or die. Very independent people up here. That represented it. That was part of the whole state motto. The Old Man of the Mountains is on our license plate. Live Free or Die is on our license plate. Every state route sign, Route 3, Route 4, something like that, has a profile of the old man on the sign. It's everywhere.
I imagine everybody's talking about it today. People are probably shocked.
Yes, they are. Very shocked. And I'm sure very sad.
What's next? I mean, can anything be rebuilt there, do you think, that would take its place?
As I said to one of my friends, we can send a man to the moon. Well, let's put a man on the mountain again. I don't know. Maybe we could do another Mount Rushmore or something. I have no idea, but I'm sure people are going to be talking about it.
Kathy Nelson volunteers at the Franconia Heritage Museum in New Hampshire. Thanks so much for joining us today, Kathy.
Thank you very much.